And now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin, and we're having a great show with Captain Frank Lopresti right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing, watching all the boats coming in and out. Frank's very attentive, watching out the window, right, Frank?
Yep.
Seeing what's going on out there. And, Frank, I'm not sure you heard this, but Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks just came out with a size 4 and a size 2. They're going to be in tackle stores this week, and if they're not already. And that smaller hook, a lot of times, is what you need to get a bite on bluefin, right?
Bluefin, yellowfin, everything.
Yeah, and
the
yeah.
Smaller hooks have definitely been key this year.
Yeah, and that Nautilus Circle.
I'm glad to hear
awesome.
They're coming out because it's hard to get hooks right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, owner is really in short supply.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that.
And that Nautilus circle hook's so much easier to pin the bait on. You talk about trying to collar hook with sometimes with a circle hook, right, Frank? A little challenging.
Really challenging
yeah.
when you want a hook in the nape of the neck.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
But yeah.
I have to hold that thing right up against my body and then, you know, it,
but like
it's not
you say,
easy.
That's what gets bit, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so check that. I also want to draw your attention, too, to a really cool video that the Sport Fishing Association of California has put up. And Ken Franke working real hard at savefishing.com. Check out the video. It's about the new thing, that the carb thing that we're all going
I was
going to
bring
right
that
now.
Up.
Yeah.
The carb issue is, I'd like to say it's such a joke, but it's not a joke.
It's no joke. I mean, it is a joke, but it's not.
Well, they want us to replace our engines with
yeah.
engines that aren't even made yet.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
And then they're...
So essentially put us out of business.
And then they're also trying to tell us that, you know, a lot of us need to replace our boats, and that all we have to do is increase our prices to the customer by 8%, and we can build new boats.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't know what they're smoking. But
yeah, I guess for the reason they're not in business, right?
You know.
Yeah, they're politicians.
It's pretty disgusting, if you ask
it's
me.
It's totally disgusting. But there's progress being made,
yep.
And a lot of people with cooler heads and brains are actually on board. And so savefishing.com. is the website. Go check this video out. It's really cool. So and support that. Sign that petition. Support that, and also recall Gavin Newsom. I'm just going to throw
right.
that in, too.
Just leave the political stuff out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
Just leave it out.
Tell us how you feel, Pete.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go ahead and tell them what's going on and get on the phones here.
Oh, I love it. It's all good, Pete. Let's talk to Harry. Harry, thanks for joining us. Harry from La Jolla. Good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Frank, I had the good fortune last week of fishing with you. Well, sort of. I was on the searcher with Mike, very close to where you guys are fishing. I wish I had heard your report today, a week ago, regarding the equipment. The key on this fishing trip was being very versatile, changing size of the hook, changing the line weight, and so forth. I was very fortunate. I did, in fact, get a 105 yellowfin, and
nice,
so that made
sir.
My trip. But next year, would you put me on the wait list for your Guadalupe trip? Because I'd like to go with you physically.
Sure. You know what? It'd be nice if you would call the office on Monday morning, and I will be there. I know I'm interviewing a couple people for a chef's job, but... I will be there, and Monica will be there, and we'll get you on standby or let you know which trip we think is going to go to Guadalupe and get it set up. I know that July 31st trip, if it's right around there, the 7-day high, I know I'll probably be running that one again or on the boat on that one for sure, either way. And I know that one, if there's any openings, you want to get on that one, because that one will most, you know, when I say most likely go to Guadalupe, we're not going to go to Guadalupe if we don't feel the fishing's well.
Right.
Good. But if the fishing's good, we are going to go there.
All right. Hey, great, Harry. Hey, thanks a lot. And, of course, 226-8030, 619 area code.
That's correct.
You can check online, too.
226-8030.
Yeah. And talk to Frank. Talk to Monica. And
I'm glad to talk to you.
Yeah. Thanks, Harry. Glad you had a good trip on the searcher, too.
And congratulations on 105 elephant.
Yeah. And Harry's 80, so catching a 105-pound elephant when you're 80 years old, man.
I don't
hope
know why
I
he
that.
Wants to go with us when he just had a fabulous trip on the searcher.
Yeah,
Mike's
man.
Such a good guy. But
we're
more than welcome to have you, or Harry. We'd love to have you on the boat.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. You know, that does free up one line open at 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win a full day trip on the Liberty.
How cool is that? Tomorrow or Naval?
Yeah, and hey, here's a text for you, Frank. Any info on the father-daughter trips that you can give out would be great. Manny from Downey is asking that.
Manny, we used to have a father-son-daughter trip on a regular basis, and one of the reasons we stopped running it is we started getting too many last-minute cancellations where daughter all of a sudden decided they wanted to do this instead or some reason or another, and it got to be a bit of a pain. And I was sorry to drop that trip because it was so popular for so many years. But right now, the way it is I'd say you get on any trip that you want to that will be, you know, you'll find some gals and some kids on the trips 95% of the time.
And the crew loves when there's youth on the boat.
Right.
You know?
I know that July 31st trip, my family has already said they're on. So right there.
Cool.
There's some
July 31st.
Right. Well, I forget. It's either, it might be July 30th, whatever the Saturday is.
We'll take a look. We'll just go to RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. And if you go to the website, you just click on Book a Trip. And that takes you to the schedule.
So 7-day highs.
It's a 7-day highs, and there's a 4-day highs
right.
in July.
There's a 7.
And the 7 in July.
End of July, 1st of August.
1st of August. Okay, there it is right there. And there's actually openings available on it, too. So it's July 30th, Saturday, July 30th to Saturday, August 6th.
Correct.
23 spots, limited to 26 people.
That's correct.
So, wow. So that'll be more of a family-oriented trip.
Well, my family will be there.
Okay.
God
willing. I'll bet there'll be others, too.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for that text. We appreciate that. And that's one thing that you do, Frank, a lot, and that is encourage kids fishing. So that leads me into talking about Cam Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo, which, of course, you founded, organized it, and is still very, very active in that organization. Where are we up to? About 120,000 kids fishing right now?
It's got to be at least that many.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful program, and it keeps going, and it's, you know, that. I'm just a big proponent of getting the kids fishing. It's so fun to see them. You know, the other day there were two kids fishing on the pier, and I said, "You guys catch anything?" Yeah, I caught one here, and I said, "Well, are you free to go on the half day boat?" They both, their eyes got wide open, and I said, "Well, call your parents. If they'll let you go, you can go." And they got on the boat that afternoon.
No kidding.
They had a good time.
Wow, that is so cool.
That's a cool story.
That's really neat, Frank.
It's fun to do.
Yeah, I'll bet. But, yeah, and our listeners, and I know a lot of the people that ride the Royal Polaris are huge supporters of Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo. And I've got to do a big shout-out to Mike Lum, who is the guy that basically right now is the backbone of that organization, right? Is that a good way to describe
There's
him?
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And his backup is Tim Baker.
Yep. And Harold Davis.
And Harold Davis does a heck of a job.
And Steve Pinard.
And Howard Coolidge. Howard Coolidge is amazing what he does for us. And we got quite a bunch of wonderful people that, and it's such a great program. And I encourage those of you who have a group of kids, you know, we like to have 25 kids and 4 or 5 chaperones, non-fishing chaperones. In other words, you're there to help the kids, not to fish for yourself.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is You can call my office, and I'll give you the proper information on how to get a hold of Howard, and you can get set up on a trip.
Yep.
And that's anywhere from Morro Bay to San Diego.
Absolutely. Any landing, and it doesn't have to be underprivileged kids. It doesn't have to be, but it's just any group of kids.
That's right.
What Captain Rawls kids
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, church groups, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
that's correct.
CaptainRallos.org. CaptainRallo.org is the website. And like I say, you can always call the Royal Polaris Shogun office and get information on it.
And, you know, the good that Mike Lum does is just...
Oh, Mike Lum is listening, by the way, and he says 140,000 kids. Thank you very much, Mike.
I thought we were up
yeah, ahead. Yeah. What an incredible number,
right?
140,000 kids since its inception, 20 years ago.
Started end of 99, 2000. 20 years ago, yes,
yeah.
I bet it's a very large number that's their first introduction to being on a boat and being on the ocean. I mean, I'd like to. I know that's not an achievable number to know, but it's just, I know, I saw it when I was at Seaford, and there is a huge amount of inner-city kids that come within 20 miles from the landing that had never seen the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, what's fun, though, is that, you know, the guys at Seaford tell me that they see them come back after a Friends of Rollo trip,
right,
with some adult, not necessarily their parent, but coming back for a second trip or a third trip.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of truth to the saying, let's get the kids hooked on fishing, not on drugs.
The joy it brings.
There's no question about it. I mean, you get them off the cell phones, you get them on the fishing rod. What's better than that?
You get them hooked on fishing, and they got to save money to buy tackle. They got to save money to buy rods. They're asking their parents for Christmas gifts that are involved in tackle. They get into it. And, you know, unless they, you know, obviously if they're into sports, that works too.
Yes.
But there's a lot of kids that... not too hot on sports or whatever, but really get into the fishing. And, boy, I have fun seeing them around the dock here, just kids that are trying to catch a spotted bay bass.
Frank, I was one of those. Allow me to say this, that I grew up in a very rough area of Hawaiian Gardens, and fishing was my deal. We would ride our bikes to Belmont Pier and Seal Beach Pier and Fish El Dorado Park. And let me tell you, I have been clean my entire life. I have never had an issue. Fishing was my drug.
Yep.
Period.
That's cool.
And so to know that you can do that through the Friends of Rollo and taking these kids fishing, I'm sorry, it touches my heart, honestly.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, you want to get kids out there. So.
Yeah.
We got to get Corey on the board.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, get him in there because it's
like. But that's
it's
the
such
honesty.
But that's it. I mean, you know what? That's why we all do it, is it's such a great program.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a more worthy cause than getting kids hooked on fishing.
100%.
No question about it. So you want to help, you want to do something for the organization, it's RolloKids.org. RolloKids.org.
Right.
And you can, that's kind of the lead, or you just call Frank's office, and you can call me too, and I'll talk to you about it.
You bet.
I'm passionate, just like Frank is, for sure. And Corey, look, Corey's got the real story.
I just let you in on a little bit of my life.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's an honest story, and it has to do with the youth.
Yeah, well, speaking of youth,
right?
Let's talk to Captain Dave Hanson, your saltwater guide.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. And it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline, a new sponsor here. And this one you got to listen to.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Discounted Everingham live bait certificates, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and the best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat trailer. For a limited time, get 100 pounds of ice free. Did you hear that? 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard it right, 100 pounds. There's no better place to get your Everingham live bait needs, anything, gas, and
Summit Gasoline. I mean, it's such a great thing, and so easy in and out. I know Tommy P took his boat over there, and he says, you were right, man. You just drive right in, easy in and out with your boat trailer, and they gave 100 pounds of ice.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like for free.
How does it get any better?
Yeah, so they've been a great sponsor and great people over there at Summit Gasoline right next to
the But that's for a limited time.
Yeah, it's not going to last forever.
Yeah.
So they just are doing that for our listeners for a temporary.
Forget the good price.
And the price on their fuel,
yes,
diesel and gas, is like Costco price.
Oh yeah. I go there all the time.
Summit
$3.89 for diesel.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere else you can buy diesel.
Crazy.
$3.89.
Yeah.
So if you're unfamiliar where it's at, it's right across from the Home Depot. It used to be AMPM, and it's just right there. It's
right
next
there.
To Chick-fil-A. Easy in and out.
One block past the sports.
There it
That's
is.
That's it. For sure. Hey, good morning, Captain Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete, Corey, Frank. Great show, as always. And, yes, it is all about the children. My seminar, I know that I'm crazy up there on the stage, but, man, I spend the first 5 minutes always addressing all the children in the audience and making sure they all get to take something home, because that is the key to this whole industry. We got to hook them. We got to get them in and get them off those computers and off their phones. Nobody knows that better than Frank and Corey and me and you, Pete. Man, we have that bug. I mean, I love hearing Frank tell the stories about when he used to go down to San Clemente Pier and little fish with my pops. That was like, that was it. That was the beginning. That once we get that in our blood, we got it forever.
That's true.
But
yes.
The big thing, gang, is Southern California Bite is hitting on every single cylinder. There's not one cylinder that isn't hitting right now. It is about as good as I don't even know. Except that I'm very disappointed that Gundy didn't tell us about someone catching a bluefin in the surf this week. I know it's coming.
It has to happen. Hey, the half-day boat.
But it's coming. It is coming. All the half-day boats have been catching them. I mean, one of my good clients that we talk about a lot, Brian, he was at the, I don't know if you know where the spar buoys are in front of Dana Point Harbor, but he was right there 2 days ago and got a 60-pounder trying to make mackerel, and it was in 100 feet of water. It is full speed, and then Clemente's not letting anybody down. It's full speed over there, and these guys go to rest to get away from the bluefin. They sling into the cove there, and they got full speed yellowtail fishing. And then there's yellowfin tuna, dorado, and yellowtail all on this side of the border, gang. It's a great time to be a fisherman. It doesn't get any better than this. I know that below the border, it's a lot of fun. Long range fishing's phenomenal right now down at Guadalupe. And I had one of my buddies call me. He was on the American Angler. He said it was the most. He's been fishing for 70 years. He said he'd never seen anything like it. And that's what Brian was telling him. He was running the boat, and he said that he doesn't remember it being that good at Guadalupe for the amount of fish, the quality, and then. You want to go catch some yellows there? Full-speed yellowtail fishing when you get tired of catching 100-pound yellowfin. There is nothing like fishing. And right now, they're showing us that.
It's a good time to be a fisherman right now, or a fisher person, and just an angler in general. And, of course, fishdope.com. You got to have fishdope.com, especially if you have your own boat. You're going out with friends' boats, whatever. Fishdope.com is your best resource, because Captain Dave and many other captains report, and they get fresh information every day, multiple times a day at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup now. Lowercase, no space. Hookup now is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, one thing I want to mention, Pete, we all used to talk about this back in 83 when we had the El Nino. We were fishing next to the Royal Polaris. I was working on the Clemente back then. We were three-quarter day fishing next to the Royal Polaris. Well, we didn't think that ever see that again, but that's what's happening right now. 20 miles off the beach, the long-range boats are fishing out in front of Dana Point Harbor. It's pretty bitchin' time to be alive. YourSaltwaterGuide.com, I will teach you how you do not have to follow the sport boats around. You can actually find your own fish, and I also teach you how to act when you go on a sport boat, so you're not that guy. You want to be the guy, not that guy.
Not that guy. All right. Good, Dave. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks. We're going to listen to Frank some more. Bye.
All right. Very good. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Bart.
It's hard to follow Hanson, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was just, you got me thinking, you know, about the, I'm just putting my 2 cents in for Kids at Sea, is where all those kids at sea, because, you know, I was pregnant the day my dad died. It was a Saturday at Long Beach. I called him in the morning, and I was walking around the show that day, and hundreds of people came up to me. And, you know, when that happens, that's only the tip of the iceberg. And they said, I caught my first fish here at your trout pond. My children caught their first fish here, and today my grandchildren are going to catch their first fish here. So, you know, it's really important. You know, we're a community and an industry that needs to be refreshed and replenished regularly. And one of the best ways to do it is to take the kids fishing.
Yep, good message, Bart. And certainly that's true that, you know, so many kids started out at the Fred Hall shows in that trout pond.
But they didn't go fishing in the ocean, and that's what Captain Ronald's Kids at Sea is all about.
Yep, yeah, for sure. Hey, Bart.
So how you doing, Frank?
Thanks a million, Bart.
Thanks, Bart. Nice to hear from you.
I have one more question, though. I have a question. Frank, you got any good hot new wineries in Paso Robles?
I'll talk to you, Bart. I've definitely got a couple good ones.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like Bart's on a road trip.
Yeah.
Good show, guys.
Have fun, Bart. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Frank. Let's jump into it, Corey.
And they do, Pete. And let's. How about Matt? Matt from Lomita. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Cook Up, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Awesome. All right. Hey, I've been listening to the show a long time. Martin Milner had a lot to do with it. He was one of my heroes when I was growing up. Adam 12, Route 66, all that. And I know he's smiling. He could not have passed this off to a better crew than you guys. And Frank, tons of respect for you. You know, after we graduated from fishing the Sacramento Barge in Redondo, we went down and started fishing with Frank McEwen down there on the Pacific Queen. And man, he took time and taught us how to fish. And he was an incredible guy. But hello?
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. Here's my issue, and I need your help. I recently launched my boat from Dana Harbor. And, Pete, you can fill your audience into how that resource has been reduced as far as parking down there. So once the arm closes and you've paid your money, the gate closes, you launch your boat, there's no place to park. And I went around that lot six times, and there wasn't a place to park legally. So I finally nestled my trailer in, went fishing, came back. It's after dark, and, I had a ticket, of course, on my thing, and I had a boot on my trailer. And here it is. It's dark. There's no one around in that lot. And this is, the Embarcadero at Dana Point, right? And the manure show that goes down at that lot after, the office closes is unbelievable. And I just feel like, I've been around a long time in my lifetime. I've seen hundreds of thousands of barrels of DDT dropped in the ocean. I've seen, Coastal Commission members indicted for illegal lobbies. Something's got to be done to get back a little bit of elbow room in that.
Yeah. That's not the first time I've heard about parking issues at Dana Point Harbor.
Talks about it. Dave Hansen's talked about it. I have friends that fish out of there too and deal with the same thing you're talking about. Yeah. And they've diminished the space and
because all in the sake of tourism, right?
Yeah. And the restaurants,
and sport fishing is suffering from it, and trailer boat guys are suffering from it, and it just doesn't seem fair to not share the resource like they used to share.
That's what
used to be a great used to be plenty of parking, but not anymore.
It's not asking for any more. It's just asking to keep it the way it is and keep it friendly for everybody.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Voice it with your political people there. Hopefully, maybe you can make a difference there.
Spend your tax money down at Oceanside Harbor.
There you go.
Right.
Oceanside has there's issues with parking. We were talking yesterday when you're on a busy day.
There is
parking issues down there too because there's lots of demand for parking. So
better yet, hey. Drive on down to Mission Bay, San Diego, Shelter Island. There's five launch ramp at Mission Bay, all free.
Yep.
Plenty of parking.
Yep.
The only tickets I see written at South Shores ramp is for the cars that are parked in the trailer parking. So it's a little more friendly.
Right.
And it's free.
Yeah.
So come spend your tax money down in San Diego.
Yeah, Dana Launch Ramp right there. You got Dana Landing and Market there. You can get load up on everything. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
a lot.
So obviously the city of San Diego, the port of San Diego, is doing the right thing for boaters. We have to say, for trailer, Frank, for trailer boaters.
Thank you for clarifying
for trailer boaters. Now, for the pork district on the other side, you know,
Pete, I was thinking yesterday as I was coming in, it probably never happened because to get the pork commissioners up that early or to stick around here, but I would love for some of them to come down and just hang out for 2 or 3 hours on a Friday evening to start with, and then be back here at 5:15 or 5:30 in the morning to see what a cluster it is.
Oh,
even this morning, guys on the phone, I can't make the half day boat. There's no place to park. I've been around this place everywhere. I cannot find a parking place. You know, it's...
Are you making any progress with it, Frank?
And they're so concerned about building more hotels because they think that's... Yet, you know, during COVID, who provided all the money for the port? Only the sport fishing fleet.
Yeah. Period.
And sport fishing is a big thing. It's beyond their understanding. They do not, in my opinion, most of the port commissioners don't realize what a valuable resource they have with this sport fishing fleet.
True.
And they'd do a little more to accommodate it if they did.
Yeah.
No. That's the way
And Frank, what is the progress on the parking structure that they've been talking about?
Honestly, it is zero.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Okay? Ridiculous.
The parking structure, they just say they can't afford it. I don't know how they cannot afford it.
Oh, my gosh. Know? With all the monies that have come into the port lately?
Well, they use it for other things, Pete. But that's, you know, let's not go there anymore.
All right. But anyway, for trailer boaters, we'll clarify that. But also, Newport has good parking. You know, you got to go a long way to get out of there. And then up Huntington Beach and San Pedro, there are launch ramp alternatives other than Dana Point. But we get your message. We understand where you're coming from. The frustration in Dana Point is horrendous.
But we are very fortunate in San Diego to have a situation of plenty of launch ramps in Mission Bay. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the calls.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk a Cup more with Frank Lopresti when we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app and on Mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tipping grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walkaround with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations in this spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's awesome for everybody to join us. It's just, man, the good laughter and
so
good times
much,
and,
so much great stuff here with Captain Franklin Presti.
The lines are full. I'll give you the I'll give you the number anyway.
Yeah.
It's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, you can get through on a text too. If you want to text the show, just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and do the text. So let's go and jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck from Long Beach. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Corey, to let you know, Chuck, I'm taking my son down either to Seal Beach Pier or El Dorado today to go do some fishing.
Good
so.
Nice.
All right.
Frank, I'm wondering, when it comes to what the way you set up your rod and reel, I know a lot of like the skippers like Berger and stuff like to do that mono top shot on there. Do you recommend that on your trips, or is it more of a local type thing, maybe to kind of keep up with angles and that kind of stuff?
Well, I think you mean a fluorocarbon top shot, right?
Well, no, I mean, like you know, 20, 30 yards of mono as a shock absorber, and then fluorocarbon type of that.
Yeah, you can do both. You know, I personally, for the fishing long range, like to see spectra and 10 feet of fluorocarbon. That's what I like to see. And you know, my wife prefers straight mono and not the fluorocarbon, but she's starting to use some fluorocarbon.
Yeah, she's finally breaking down, huh?
Finally. You know, you can go, some skippers like 30, 40 feet of mono and then, some, you know, 3 feet of fluorocarbon. You can, all of those options work well. My reason for liking the spectra with maybe 10 foot of fluorocarbon is just because you have less drag on the bait, you know, and especially if you hold your rod the tip high, it's only dragging maybe 2 to 3 feet of line in the water. So
we talked about this before. One of the difficult situations with short top shots and a lot of spectra is anglers staying in touch with their bait. And you have to stay, especially on a sport boat, you have to stay in touch with your bait. And it's more difficult sometimes fishing the spectra, right?
No doubt about it.
Running the line out. You've got a big bow.
That's the whole problem. You know, the guy that sits there that just pulls line off of the reel and not paying attention, that isn't going to work for you. You're going to have massive tangles.
Right.
You've got
so you're better off in that case having the mono, right?
And if you're not sure where the bait is, it's just like the crew says. Turn the handle,
yeah.
You know. All you got to do is put it in gear and wind it a little bit, and then when you feel your bait, then you put it back into free spool. Generally, when you pull on that bait a little bit, a lot of times it'll go the opposite way.
Yeah.
So that's what you've got to do. And if you're just putting line in the water, then don't use spectra.
Use the mono, the long mono top shot, because you can feel it better.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
And you know, each skipper has his own thing, and whatever Ryan tells you on the San Diego, you know, he really knows his stuff, and if that's what's working best on the San Diego, that's what you should do.
Yep, for sure.
Absolutely. How about jumping back into it and talking to Chuck from Dana Point? Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
It's always a pleasure to hear you guys on the radio. You know, that's 140,000 future voters that we take out fishing with these kids. You know, just the smile alone, but you got to think that's our future voters.
That's true.
Keep us on the water.
Good point.
These guys from shutting us down. But, Frank, what's your thought on, not that I miss them, but the albacore? You think the volume of bluefin and the size of the bluefin pods and everything might keep them at bay from coming in on us again?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think it's just a case of the warmer water overall, and I think it's just the cycle. Do I still believe that there's going to be albacore? Yeah, I do. Do I miss them? Very little. Very little. You know, albacore is fun fish, and they really are good eating. But how can you know, this
pass up,
what's going on?
This bluefin fishing, this yellowfin, you know, No, I can't say I miss them very much. Okay, well, I would love to have a couple.
It'll happen, right?
I believe it will.
Yeah, at some point, right?
I believe the ocean keeps cycling.
Yeah,
That's why I have a feeling we're going to have this bluefin for at least another 5 years or so, and you want to take advantage of that because this fishery that we're having now is just
it's abundant.
Yeah, it's not so only abundant. That it's abundant, but I don't think it happened like this for over 100 years.
It's the good old days, and it's historical.
So I would just take advantage of this, and when the albacores show up, then go catch those too.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And it truly is very close to the Zane Grey era, from 100-plus years ago, and when they were fishing Avalon.
That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, right, and that's why I bring it up, man. They were flying fishing kites.
And I'm going to throw in this, too, is that this is where regulations have really helped that fishery, too. Basically, the purse-seine boats used to take them all. Right, pretty much.
Well,
and now
they'd
that they've been off of that, and now that they're not doing that, look at how it's come back.
And it's helped the bluefin ranching. It's helped the sport fish fleet. It's helped everybody involved. Really, and because that fish would go to the cannery, it really wasn't worth anything.
No.
Nothing compared to what it is.
Yeah.
As it is now.
As from a sport fishing.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
There's my political rant.
I like it. Yeah. Political today. What's
right?
That? Yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones,
Corey. Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Long Beach. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I have a tackle question for the crew there. Now we're getting into a lot of the kelp petty fishing for yellowtail and dorado and yellowfin. What would be the go-to setup for that?
Well, personally, I'd still want to fish at least 30-pound. You know, some of those fish on the kelps are 10-pound fish, 12-pound fish, and you say, why do you need to use 30? Because you're going to hook a 25-pound yellow, and he's going to punch you in the kelp, and you're going to break him off. So that's the reason why I'd stick with at least 30-pound. And your favorite rod and reel to fly line the bait with is what you're going to want. There's the exception when you get a really good kelp patty that has a lot of fish on it, then you can drop a yo-yo jig and catch a fish on the yo-yo. But overall, it's just fly line baits, okay?
All right. Good tip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text from a Jeannie who's texting from Murrieta. Says, I'm a female angler. I like to surf, but I'm thinking about doing an offshore trip. What would you recommend trip lengthwise? My husband is a long-range fisherman.
Well, I would say, that's a good question. And having the gals on the boat is so cool because they really learn quickly. But I would say a minimum of a 3-day. Once you've done a 3-day, you've got a little taste of it, and then you can get yourself on a 7-day. You know, the question is, it's just like my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter were on this last trip, and they feel that their 7-day trip was just too short.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you've done a 3-day and you see you like what you see, it agrees with you, then I would be booking the 7-day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's the thing about going on one of the San Diego Long Range fleet is you could have your own stateroom with your husband, and it's clean, it's comfortable. It's very, very different than going, say, on an overnight open party trip or something like that.
There's common berthing in the whole
bit.
Yes,
right.
It's definitely different, definitely a step up food-wise and everything else. So
book one of the quality boats, like the Royal Polaris or the Shogun.
Or the American Angler.
There's a lot of them.
You know,
the Red Rooster, the Polaris Supreme.
They're all good boats.
The Independence. I mean, right. There's a lot of great.
Some people find one boat
the
is
Royal
better
Sahara.
Than another.
Yeah, I mean, the Sahara, no doubt they're all. I mean, there's a lot of quality. We're so fortunate to have this fleet of long-range sport fishing.
I mean, if she went just to enjoy the time with her husband and brought a couple books to read and hang out on the upper deck and fishing was secondary, she'd have the time of her life on
Sounds
a 7-8.
Like she likes to fish, though. She's a water person. She likes to surf. And
I know it.
Yeah,
so. She's having a good time.
I saw Lori and Wendy on the. They got off the searcher yesterday. They had a ball, and those gals fished their butts off.
Right.
You know what? The guys have a hard time keeping up.
Oh, with Wendy Toshihara and Lori.
Lori fishing, working up there at Turner's.
Yeah, you know?
There's
yeah.
a lot of gals that are really good. There's a gal named Michelle that goes out by herself a lot. She's great fisherman.
Anyhow. Yeah, I bet if you go up to that Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos and go see Lori, she'll tell you about what a great trip it was.
All right, exactly.
And she'll give you fill
in. There it is.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it, Tom. Tom Cohn from San Diego. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're doing great, awesome. Tom. What's up?
Great. Frank, I want to harken back before the 140,000th kid. There was a 100,000th kid, as you may recall, and we had a great time. A lot of press there at the Fisherman's Landing. And as I recall, the mayor even proclaimed it Frank Lapresti Day. Am I got that right?
I don't remember for sure, but it was something like that, yes.
Yeah, and your daughter, your opera singing daughter, sang. It was marvelous. We had fish and game along on the trip to give kids a little picture of the fish they caught. There's a group of 13, 14-year-old gals from a place down by the border, and they were kind of poo-pooing it. I got one of them to catch a fish, and pretty soon they're all up on deck. So it was great. Great time for as good a time for the adults as it was for the kids. And by the way, I saw Howard. I went by Fisherman's Processing a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to a guy looking at the beautiful fish. They're cutting big yellowtail, some big, beautiful tuna. And they had just come back from Guadalupe, so he's also quite a fisherman, too.
That's right. Howard Coolidge was on the American Angler, had a wonderful trip, and one of Brian's first trips to the island, they just really did well. Howard also goes on a long trip with us on the RP, and he goes on
the Harold Davis trip.
He's
right?
A very avid, excellent fisherman.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, Howard is a great guy. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. You know, he was talking about watching them cut fish over at Fisherman's Processing. That new location they have on Taylor Street next to Old Town has a great viewing area. If you just want to go see these guys in action. And they have that store out in front where you can get the pokey kit and all that stuff. They have a great viewing area where you just watch behind the glass and watch the magic happen, right?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
it's a great operation.
They really did quite a great job in that new location there at Fisherman's Processing. So go just even if you don't have any fish, just go check it out. Go check the market out and go watch them cutting fish in the morning.
It's easy to park. You don't have to worry about the parking.
Yeah, it's right across the street there. It's like you got all you want right there.
I know.
In Paris.
I'm so happy. I'm telling you, I'm so happy they're out of the Liberty Station deal.
Oh yeah,
it was
a mess that was.
But it was beautiful in the beginning.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But in the end, the parking was just a nightmare.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's go to the East Coast. Let's talk to Philip. Phil Cohn from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning.
Wow.
Atlanta.
Wow.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Philip.
Yes. Yes, Frank, I remember when the Shogun first was launched back in, I think it was 1990. They gave out rods for jackpot winners, and I was lucky to have a Sable fishing rod that I won on the Shogun back in that time.
That's cool.
What happened to Sabre? Did they not become a CalStar? What's happened with that company?
No, Sabre just kind of fell by the wayside and went away. A new owner took over, and they eventually just didn't run things right, and they went bankrupt.
Well, I believe Leon Todd was originally with Sabre, right?
And then he moved and started
And then
his
he started
company.
CalStar. Right. Yeah. And of course, CalStar is the state-of-the-art number one fishing rod in the Western United States right now, and still there.
The problem with our rod companies right now is they can't get enough materials. Yeah, it's really hard to get a good rod.
Tackle business in general.
Yep.
Yeah. It's been tough.
That Doug over at Fisherman's Landing did a phenomenal job. He's got orders right now 9 months in advance.
Yeah. And today you have to have that, right?
You have to.
What about you, Corey? Are you able to keep up with the demand with MC Swimbait?
It's crazy. You know, I get a little bit of a break when all this offshore stuff's going on, but it really isn't a break. I mean, it's I'm a one-man show. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm thankful for my wife, Nora. She's a huge, huge help, you know, and just helped me bag and count.
Nice.
And, you know, UPS, whatever it might be, you know. But
that's
just
cool.
It's a crazy time.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
And so you're kind of able to keep up with it at this point?
Kind of is a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing the best you can.
Well, thankfully, the shops within the family I have, Fisherman's Landing and Angler's Choice, Dana Landing, Seaforth, and the Longfin and Savon and Hogan's. I mean, the Pacific Coast Bait and Tackle. I don't know. I'm going to forget somebody.
Yeah.
Immediately I'll stop there. But they're all very good to me as I'm good to them. So it's truly a family connection.
Yeah.
You know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Is. Well, let's try and sneak in one more, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Matt? Matt from Rosemead. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Matt.
Is it Mike? Sorry about that.
Mike? Mike?
Yeah, it's Mike.
Yes,
sir. Threw me off for a second. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Pete, you're my age, or we're both the same age, but when I was 5 years old, I was stricken with a blood disease and incurable, and they still don't have the vaccine for it, but it's called the fishitis, and it's with me the rest of my life. So anyway, I just want to make that real quick. I have other things just to ask, but since you're on a time frame, I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're so fortunate, aren't we all, that we got this bug called fishing.
And I mentioned this many times, Pete, but it's so honestly true, like you were asking me about MC Swimbaits. I'm blessed. I mean, I've done it for over 25 years.
25 years?
Yeah, and it's a blessing, truly, you know.
Yeah.
The spiritualness is for me being on the water, being around the kelp, fishing calicos, and that's my cathedral, you know, honestly.
Yeah.
And for you doing the radio show, for Frank, I mean, going back talking about stuff with the many peers.
We're going to celebrate our 30th anniversary on the air on September 11th.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
right?
30th anniversary. And I'm so grateful to guys like Frank and the whole industry for allowing me to get. Yeah. I remember Bill Poole. Kid, you got something here. That was when I was a kid, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But and Frank, you've been at it for how long?
Long time, Pete.
Yeah, like you started when you were?
When I was 10.
10 years old.
San Clemente Pier.
Yeah. And you're still running the boat at 78. I'm so proud of you, Frank. You're an icon. You are truly, I mean, I know you don't like going there, but.
Just a guy that loves to fish.
And aren't you grateful that you can still go to it, right?
Yes, I'm very grateful.
But not only loving the fish and having the passion for getting the youth into it, but
wonderful to see ambassadors have such a good time.
It is, but to also help a major part of the industry get into the boats and get into other facets of the industry that have helped everybody. You know, it's just it's a chain of command that is truly a chain. You know?
Yeah, no question.
All right, hey, enough of that. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 and 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Bray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in the Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outlimits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood at Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
All welcome right. back. Yeah, as you can hear Frank, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and the Mightier 1090. One lucky winner for the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. That's Mike. Mike from Rosemead. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. And Captain Frank Lopresti, thanks for everything you do. And as we come up on our 30th anniversary here on Let's Talk Hookup, thank you for all you've done for us and Let's Talk Hookup and making it happen here. We're also grateful to be a part of this world of fishing, and I got to tell you, I can't wait to go fishing again, and especially long-range fishing.
I'm looking forward to it, too, Pete.
Something like it, right? Yeah, you're going – your next trip is early September, right?
September 2nd, I think it is.
You'll be on the boat?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be running the boat.
You'll be running the boat, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
if somebody wants to jump aboard the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, what's the best way to do that?
619-226-8030, and we're open Monday through Friday, and we are in there a few hours on Saturday also.
Okay, so just give a call or check the website, Royal Polaris Sport Fishing, Shogun Sport Fishing, and get in there.
And if you're interested in the Polaris Supreme, just call, get on our website, get the phone number, which I don't remember right now.
C4landing.com?
No, it would be Polaris Supreme Sport Fishing, and you can talk with Lindsay.
Thanks, Frank. And thank you out there for a great weekend of shows. And thanks to JP on phones and the board. And thanks to Corey for being here this weekend. We'll be back next Saturday. Paul LaFour, fishing expert, will be here. But Paul's got lots of great stories. And then next Sunday, Captain Ryan Stahl from the Game Changer will be here. Going to be a great weekend of shows. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090. And let's talk about that.